Given a choice between covering a cost overrun on the Garberville Veterans Hall rebuild or downscaling the project, a majority of Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors opted for full funding. Sometimes emotional public support for the project figured into the decision-making at the June 25th Board of Supervisors meeting. The former John Haynes Memorial Veterans Hall on Locust Street in Garberville was demolished last year due to a variety of structural and safety issues, including mold. The county's lack of maintenance has been a point of contention for years, but the new Vets Hall, which will include a large meeting room and kitchen, revives the space for community gatherings. A project budget of about $3 million was originally authorized, but after a design phase, the actual cost is estimated to be $3.5 million higher. Supervisor Mike Wilson said the county has already shown commitment to investing in the area, and he noted Southern Humboldt has existing buildings that are vacant.
We've put several million into the community of Garberville and Redway area with resources in terms of community buildings, not to the satisfaction or necessarily to the, you know, to how we would all want it to be. But we have communities, you know, in Oric and Willow Creek and Orleans and other places that would all love to have another community space. I guess for me, I've also expressed several times also, it's like there's this trajectory of vacancies, commercial vacancies in this area. It's and I have a concern that if we're moving forward with building a new structure in an area where we're already seeing structures that aren't being used enough to sustain their life or in that community, that's also a concern. And also in a community that did a lot of work to put together a community center. The Mateel Community Center was funded by the community and put together, so there is that space.
County Administrative Officer Alicia Hayes said if borrowing is done to cover full project funding, there would be yearly payments of $380,000 over 30 years, bringing the total cost to $11.4 million. County Public Works staff recommended a scaled-down version of the project that would still need $2.8 million in additional funding. During a public comment period, local veterans described the project as essential for veterans and the community. Doug Battles, a former VFW post commander, said cost-cutting will undercut the new hall's value to the community.
Now we're being told we should have a smaller hall, we should have a less beautiful hall, and we should have one made out of materials that probably will not last half the time of what we have already asked for. Do it now. Don't kick this down the road. You know, I've been working on this project for over 5 years with three other veterans and the veterans of foreign wars. And you're talking about reaching out. It's been 8 years. Why didn't you reach out before?
Supervisors discussed various funding scenarios, including using some of the money allocated for a county jail expansion project that was scrapped for a familiar reason, higher than anticipated cost. Earlier in the discussion, Supervisor Steve Madrone said the county is, quote, falling off a fiscal cliff, and he called attention to an overall crisis of deferred building maintenance, saying, quote, we've got departments where tiles are falling out of the ceiling onto desks. But veterans have been without a space for 8 years, and SOHUM Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said restoring one is overdue.
They've been waiting a long time, and I know the money's very tight and that we're in a terrible crunch. But so if we kick this can down the road again, it's not going to be cheaper next year or the year after. And so I'm fearful that they'll never get their facility, and that's not okay. In my book, it shouldn't be okay in your books. And I hope that we can move forward with something today.
Later, Madrone reiterated his concerns about cost, and Supervisor Natalie Arroyo described the accusatory tone of some of the public comment as disheartening. but they also acknowledged the project's importance and joined in the majority vote to direct staff to proceed with the full funding option. Wilson voted against. The board also directed staff to prepare letters to state and federal legislators asking them to support grant funding for the project. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Metz.